towards that.
Excerpt number 22, Rabash writes, before one knows that he cannot obtain the vessels of bestowal by himself, he does not ask the Creator to give them to him. It follows that he does not have a real desire for the Creator to answer his prayer. For this reason, one must ask to obtain the vessels of bestowal by himself. And after all the work that he has put into it without obtaining it, begins the real prayer from the bottom of the heart. At that time, he can receive help from above, as our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. But since this prayer is against nature, since man was created with a desire to receive, which is self-love, how can he pray to the Creator to give him the force of bestowal, while all the organs oppose this desire? This is why this work is called prayer, meaning he must make great efforts to be able to pray to the Creator to give him the force of bestowal and annul man's force of reception.
Shuv. Continue with those excerpts.
Excerpt number 23, this is from Rabash. We should pay attention to and believe through the worst possible states and not escape the campaign, but rather always trust the Creator that he can help a person and give him whether one needs little help or a lot of help. In truth, one who understands that he needs the Creator to give him a lot of help because he is worse than the rest of the people is more suitable for his prayer to be answered. As it is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit.
24,
Rabash writes, only those who say that they want to escape from the work but have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them, those people do not walk out from the work.
Again,
only those who say that they want to escape from the work but have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them, those people do not walk out from the work.
Everybody hears it, yeah? Budge, what's happening next?
Although they have ups and downs, they do not give up. This is as it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their cry went up to God from the work.
It's written about those who are crying to the Creator to save them.
In other words, they cried out from the work because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator, so they could work in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker.
Which, for them, this is called redemption for them.
At that time, they were rewarded with the exodus from Egypt in the work. This is called emerging from the control of the will to receive and entry into the work of bestowal.
On to it, Niv.
Excerpt number 25, this is from Rabash. He must pray to believe that the Creator does hear a prayer, and everything that one does, that one feels in these states is to his benefit. But this can be only above reason, meaning, although the mind tells him, after all the calculations, you see that nothing can help you, he should believe this too, above reason, that the Creator can deliver him from the will to receive for himself, in return for which he will receive the desire to bestow. I don't have really a lot to add here. Niv.
Excerpt number 26, Baal Sulam writes, there are three conditions in prayer. One, believing that he can save him, although he has the worst conditions of all of his contemporaries. Still, will the Lord's hand be too short to save him? Since if it is not so, then the landlord cannot save his vessels.
We ourselves, okay, that's next.
Two, he no longer has any choice, for he's already done all that he could, but saw no cure to his plight.
This means that, yes.
Three, if he does not help him, he will be better off dead than alive. And prayer means work in the heart or lost in the heart. As the more one is lost, so is the measure of his prayer. So clearly one who lacks luxuries is not like one who has been sentenced to death, and only the execution is missing. And he's already tied with iron shackles, and he is standing and pleading for his life. He will certainly not rest or sleep or be distracted for even a moment from praying for his life.
Yeah. So we need to reach that. Bestowal is an action. Niv.
27, Baal Sulam. There cannot be a real prayer if he does not know first that without prayer it cannot be obtained. Therefore, the acts and remedies he does in order to obtain Lishma create the corrected vessels in him that want to receive the Lishma. Then, after all the actions and the remedies, he can pray in earnest, since he saw that all his actions did not help whatsoever. Only then can he make an honest prayer from the bottom of his heart. And then the Creator hears his prayer and gives him the gift of Lishma.
So, how do we come to this state? Niv, we gotta move forward.
Excerpt number 28, Rabash writes, when a person is already standing near the place from which he will receive help from above, and near means that the vessel, meaning the desire to bestow, is far away from him, then he sees that only the Creator can save him. Baal Sulam said, this is the most important point in man's work, for then he has close contact with the Creator, because he sees 100% that nothing can help him but the Creator himself. Excerpt 29, Baal Sulam writes, there is no happier state in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for a wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his own work will not help him. And as long as he feels some strength of his own, his prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first you must do what you can, and then you will be worthy of the Creator. And it was said about this, the Lord is high and the low will see. For once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disillusioned, he comes into real lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all the people, as there is nothing good in the structure of his body. At that time, his prayer is complete, and he is granted by his generous hand.
Niv.
Number 30, Baal HaSulam writes, the writing says about this, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up. It is so because at that time they came into a state of despair from the work. It is as one who pumps into a punctured bucket. He pumps all day, but does not have a drop of water to quench his thirst. So were the children of Israel in Egypt, everything they built was promptly swallowed in its place in the ground, as our sages said. Similarly, one who has not been rewarded with his love, all that he has done in his work of purifying the soul the day before is as though completely burned the next day. And each day and each moment he must start anew as though he has not done a thing in his entire life. Then the children of Israel sighed from the work, for they evidently saw that they were unfit to ever produce something by their own work. This is why their sigh and prayer were complete, as it should be. And this is why their cry went up, since the Creator hears the prayer, and He only awaits a wholehearted prayer.
Where are you?
31.
31, all right, read it.
Rabash writes, a person prays to the Creator and says, you must help me because I am worse than everyone. Since I feel that the will to receive controls my heart. And this is why nothing of Kedusha, of holiness, can enter my heart. I want no luxuries, but only to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And I am utterly incapable of this, so only you can save me. By this we should interpret what is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. That is, those who ask the Creator to help them, so their heart will not be broken and will be whole. This can happen only if a person has been rewarded with the desire to bestow. For this reason, he asks the Creator to give him the desire to bestow. Since he sees that he lacks nothing in the world but the ability to work for the sake of the Creator. It follows that he is asking only the nearness of the Creator. And there is a rule, measure for measure. Hence, the Creator brings him closer. This is the meaning of the words, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. 2.
We won't finish it.
Number 32, Abash writes, we should say that the Creator always hears and answers according to man's best interest. And this is what he gives us. Thus, one should believe that the states that a person feels are what the Creator wants us to feel, because it is in our favor. It follows that the confidence that we should have in the Creator is that the Creator certainly hears our prayers and answers them, but not according to our understanding. but according to the Creator's understanding of what we should be given. It therefore follows that the confidence is primarily about trusting the Creator, that He helps everyone. As it is written, His mercy is over all His works. However, the confidence should not be that the Creator will help us according to our understanding, but according to the Creator's understanding.
Own strength, his own tools, his own vessels.
Number 33, Balasulam writes, it is written about this, seek the Lord while he is found. That is, when the Creator presents himself to you for asking, then you will necessarily seek him too. For it is man's way to move first. In other words, the Creator first gives you the heart to seek Him. When you know this, you will certainly grow stronger, as strong as you can ask, for the King is calling you. Nif. 34, Bala Sulam writes, so it says, call upon him when he is near. That is, when you call on the Creator to bring you closer to him, know that he is already near you. For otherwise, there is no doubt you would not be calling him. This is also the meaning of the verse, before they call, I will answer, meaning that if you are calling him, then he has already turned to you to give you the awakening to call upon him. Relatively understood, next.
35. Bala Sulam writes, the Creator's listening depends precisely on the measure of the longing that appears during the saying of the prayer. When one feels excessive longing, he should know at that time that the Creator is listening to him attentively. Clearly, when he knows this, he pours his heart out even stronger. For there is no greater privilege than the King of the world being attentive to him. This is quite similar to what our sages said, the Creator longs for the prayer of the righteous. For the Creator's desire for a person to draw near him awakens great power and longing in the person to crave for the Creator. For, as in water of the face to the face, so the heart of man to man. It follows that the saying of the prayer and the hearing of the prayer go hand in hand until they accumulate to the full measure and he acquires everything.
A device to connect us through the ten.
36. Abash writes, we ask the Creator to give us the strength so we can perform all our actions for you, meaning for the sake of the Creator. Otherwise, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for our own benefit. That is, if not, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for ourselves, for our own benefit, for we are powerless to overcome our will to receive. Therefore, help us be able to work for you. Hence, you must help us. You must help us. This is called do for your sake, meaning do this, give us the power of the desire to bestow. Otherwise, we are doomed. We will remain in the will to receive for our own sake.
Zotomeret,
Next, 37, right? Last one.
37 from Likutei Tfilot. Help and save with your great and plentiful mercies, so that each one from Israel who is far from the goal will be brought to his real purpose. May each one shut his eyes and mind completely to the imagination of this world, until he is always included in utter annulment, back and forth, within the real purpose, which is all one, all good, so that each one in Israel is rewarded with including his prayer in the one. Give good help to all, so we merit annulling all our corporeality, until we are rewarded with annulling ourselves completely, to truly be included in your oneness, which is all good always, until our prayer is utterly complete, included together from beginning to end with a complete unity.